Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Fall before him and adore him. Among the lampstands was someone like a son of man. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. Revelation 1:13 and 17. It is difficult to imagine a congregation of modern worshipers falling down on the ground in their Sunday best. But read John's description of what he saw in Revelation 1, and it's even harder to imagine anyone not falling down before the glorified Christ. Humble worship is the only appropriate response when the King is in view. Charles Spurgeon explores the significance of John's action. Walk with Charles Spurgeon, who from 1834 to 1892 was the most beloved British preacher of his time. Does death alarm you? We are never so much alive as when we are dead at his feet. We are never so truly living as when the creature dies away in the presence of all glorious reigning kings. I know this, that the death of all that is sinful in me is my soul's highest ambition, yes, and the death of all that is carnal, and all that savors of the old Adam. Oh, that it would die! And where can it die but at the feet of him who has the new life, and who by manifesting himself in all his glory is to purge away our dross and sin? I only desire that I had enough of the Spirit's might so as to set forth my Master, that I might contribute even in a humble measure to make you fall at his feet as dead, that he might be in us our all in all. Today's New Testament reading is Revelation chapter 1, verses 9 through 20.
I, John, your brother and companion in the suffering and kingdom and patient endurance that are ours in Jesus, was on the island of Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. On the Lord's day I was in the Spirit, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet which said, "Write on a scroll what you see and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea." I turned around to see the voice that was speaking to me. And when I turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And among the lampstands was someone like a son of man, dressed in a robe reaching down to his feet and with a golden sash around his chest. The hair on his head was white like wool, as white as snow. And his eyes were like blazing fire. His feet were like bronze glowing in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of rushing waters. In his right hand he held seven stars, and coming out of his mouth was a sharp, double-edged sword. His face was like the sun shining in all its brilliance. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. Then he placed his right hand on me and said, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and now look, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and Hades. Write therefore what you have seen, what is now and what will take place later. The mystery of the seven stars that you saw in my right hand and of the seven golden lampstands is this. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches."
Put yourself in John's trembling sandals. Listen to the thundering voice of the Alpha and Omega. Fall before him as your Lord of hosts. Then rise to serve him in holy consecration. When Isaiah was confronted by the Lord of hosts, he responded in a way similar to John. "Woe to me! I am ruined." Isaiah 6:5. Confronted by the God of holiness and glory, Isaiah and John saw themselves worthy only of death. But God touched them, and made them alive to serve him. He can touch you that way, too.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.